Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
President Donald Trump recently took steps to position American energy for the next century by establishing the National Energy Dominance Council. The council will advise President Trump on strategies to achieve energy dominance by improving the processes for permitting, production, generation, distribution, regulation, and transportation across all forms of American energy, said the White House. Growing domestic energy production is vital to de-risking the energy supply chain for our nation as well as our allies. The White House noted that the Biden-Harris administration dramatically slowed the growth rate of American energy production and development, including by instituting a federal oil leasing moratorium, increasing energy permitting times by multiples of what they had been under President Trump, and removing hundreds of million acres from being available for energy production. Developing American energy resources will enable the United States to reduce its reliance on foreign entities, including strategic adversaries. While restricting American production, the Biden administration asked OPEC Plus to increase production to meet American energy demand, the White House explained. As energy prices rose, the Biden administration was reluctant to enforce American oil sanctions on rogue regimes, allowing Iran to export over 1 million barrels of oil per day through lax enforcement and temporarily lifting oil sanctions altogether on the Nicolas Maduro regime in Venezuela. At present, the United States is dependent on China for a range of critical minerals, which has put the U.S. supply chain at risk. The White House pointed to China's recent weaponization of its resources through bans on exporting germanium, gallium, and antimony to the United States. American energy leadership is vital, not only for the United States' economic and national security, but also for the security of its allies. The White House noted that America's liquefied natural gas, or LNG, industry has played a critical role in helping Europe reduce its dependence on Russian energy, with LNG exports to Europe rising 141% in 2022 and continuing to increase to fill the gap. During President Trump's first term, the U.S. became a net exporter of energy for the first time in nearly 70 years and transformed into the world's leading oil producer. President Trump expedited the LNG export license process, reduced the permitting time for drilling on federal lands, and opened up millions of acres for domestic energy development, according to the White House. President Trump is committed to returning the United States to energy dominance at home and abroad.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.